101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
But the Hawk presents the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. I am Johnny Athens, and this is about to be one heck of an hour with variety on none other than our favorite little radio station on the top of the escarpment here. And that is 101.5 The Hawk from Mohawk College. That's right. And what a wonderful show we're going to have for you today. It's energy, it's rompous, it's wild, it's riotous, it's everything you could want on a Sunday, a Wednesday, I don't even know what day it is, Wednesday, from 6 to 7 p.m. You know, I'm curious how many people, when listening to the show, have already eaten dinner, are eating dinner, or haven't eaten dinner yet. Please, let me know. Reach out to me on Facebook, the Johnny Athens Entertainment page. Please, let me know. And there's Instagram as well, Johnny Athens, johnny.athens on Instagram. I'm curious, do you eat during, before, or after the show? Because 6 to 7 is kind of that weird time, you know? Some people eat, just they finish at 6, you eat later than that. Ugh! I can't do it. You eat. They say you shouldn't eat after 7 p.m., but now it's winter. Nobody cares. So, who knows? And what do we have? We got so much great music. We, of course, have our comedy. We have our interviews with a very special person, Justin Backus. Okay, I'll spoil it. It's Justin Backus. But the story behind why this guy's on the show today, you gotta hear. So stay tuned for that. And we also have, this is exciting, a brand new segment. There's even a little production value in it. It's really something. So be sure to stay tuned. And I guess before that, we'll take a look at what's going on in the world. What happened today and yesterday, November 9th and 10th, there was an online jazz festival. It's technically the part of the Halifax Jazz Festival. It was live streamed from the Halifax Central Library at Paul O'Regan Hall. And they had two live streams on today. Actually, the one today is starting in a little bit. And they had one yesterday at 6:30 p.m. And I got the chance to RSVP and join in on that. Really some great talent. It's wonderful to see that the world is still kind of coming together in this stage where we're, you know, we kind of got one foot out the door, you know. Things are loosening up and we're getting there. So it's exciting and it was fun to see that. And what else? Oh, today is November 10th. Do you know what that is? You're never going to guess. It is the anniversary of the passing of a dear friend, and that is Marty the Marijuana Mouse. November 10th, he passed away in San Jose, California. And this mouse has quite the tale to tell. Quite the tale, actually, in general. But he was a mouse that was found inside the San Jose police station in the evidence locker. High as a kite, this mouse had eaten. He had broken in to a supply of marijuana in the evidence locker of the San Jose police station. Police tried to bait him out with cheese, crackers, bacon, peanut butter, and even a female mouse called Matahari. Now, I can't blame passing up someone who is called Harry. You know, it's all about preference. And I guess when you're a mouse, even then the standards are allowed to be high. But he was captured by none other than marijuana seeds. That's right. That is the only thing that would budge Marty to come out of his little hidey hole. Now, originally, when he was apprehended, he was charged with possession of marijuana, as well as use of narcotics and destruction of evidence. But they did allow him, rather than going to jail, they allowed him to be donated to the Health Sciences Center at UCLA for study about the effects of marijuana, at least on mice. And Dr. Ronald Siegel did say that he appears to clearly show the effects of the narcotics he's been eating, no doubt. Dr. Siegel said he will use Matahari as a control, though I'm not too sure that happens when this mouse has been token. But yes, he passed away in 1975, and the nation mourned. So a sad day, but we're going to keep that memory living on with some fabulous music, some fabulous jazz, and some new segments and comedy and interviews. Oh, my goodness. What do they call this show? Oh, the Johnny Athens Variety Show? What a wonderful name. You say that out loud right now. Your pipes feel golden. And where is it? Oh, it's here on 101.5 The Hawk? No way. Wednesdays, 6 to 7? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, this is too much. I'm going to let you go. You know, our first song of the episode, I got a little too excited there, is a request by none other than Mateo Balaban, a concurrent listener, a dedicated fan, a true staple of the listenership here. We thank him for listening, as well as I thank you, of course. You're very special to me. And he requested Zooby Zooby Zoo by Jillian Hills. And that is a classic song, really a hit, a wonderful hit from the 60s. And it's part of the Yeah Yeah movement, which was big in Europe as a way of celebrating kind of just like the openness of life. It's a contemporary, well, not contemporary, but it mixes a lot of contemporary things like pop, jazz, exotica, and a lot of French chanson singing. And it's a song really just about the declaration of love and the joy of kissing. And if you're not doing that during my program, then I don't know. What are you waiting for? Okay, I've been dropping hints for almost a year now. So let's go. And the song was big in Mad Men as well, back in 2012, where it got another release, a re-release. So there you have it. And now we're playing it here on the show. A wonderful song. Mateo Balaban, thank you for requesting. And here we go on 101.5 The Hawk. Mm-hmm.
Zooby Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zoo. Mon Dieu, qu'ils sont doux. Zooby Zooby Zoo. Le bruit des bisous. Dans les buissons, sous le ciel du mois à doux, les amoureux glissent à pas le loup. Comme les oiseaux, ils ont rendez-vous. On entend partout. Ouh, zoubi, zoubi, zou. Zoubi, zoubi, zou. Zoubi, zoubi, zou. Zoubi, zou, zoubi, zou. On dit qu'ils sont doux. Ouh, ouh. Mais dites-moi, savez-vous ce que veut dire entre nous?
There I go, there I go, there Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so. Very close to you turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there a wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Ooh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, please let me love you and give me relief from this awful misery.
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me? Now, baby, please pull yourself together. Do it soon. My soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet.
Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hands. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to.
We're through.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So thankful to have you with me once again and to be staying tuned. What did we just hear? We just heard Johnny Hodges with The Last Time I Saw Perry, and that was followed by Moody's Mood for Love by King Pearson, the man who made the tune really big. It became a smash hit under him. But that's a song that has a very curious kind of introduction into the world. It has a very interesting creation story. Now, in the beginning, we had a jazz improvisation solo by none other than James Moody, of which the name derives its, or which the song derives its name, James Moody, Moody's Mood for Love. And that came from James Moody playing the song in Sweden. He's playing I'm in the Mood for Love and goes on this wonderful, you know, kind of solo. He's having fun. He's bebopping, reminiscent of Charlie Parker. Now, Eddie Jefferson, a singer and songwriter, a musician in his own wonderful right, hears this. And he decides to put into practice something, a little something called vocalese. Yes, vocalese. No, it is not a language spoken in vocalodrome. It is a type of singing, a type of, I guess, songwriting, really. Almost like scat, but with actual words. And that is to write words to sing to a well-known improv piece. Obviously, this has a big home in jazz. Improv is everywhere in jazz. So, vocalese, to write words to these improvisational pieces that are so well known, is kind of a really big thing. Opens up this whole new avenue of performing and singing. We see it a lot with sometimes Sammy Davis Jr. could do it, as well as Ella Fitzgerald. Those are some notable ones. But notable to this show is King Pleasure, the man who we just heard singing. He brought that in to fame, this song. He brought it up because it was such a wonderful hit. And Eddie Jefferson, who wrote the song originally, Moody's Mood for Love, also brought into prominence vocalese in general as an art style. It had already existed and been around, but this song really helped bring it in to national attention. Now, coming up, we have a lot more great music. We have our comedy in a little bit, but before we go on, hold on. We've got a little segment here for you, what I like to call Curious Covers. Taking a look at some of the best known, hottest jazz hits sung by the least likely of artists here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That's right, we got a brand new segment for you here called Curious Covers, and that is going to be a series about just the strangest artists singing songs that we hear on this show all the time, some classic jazz tunes. I won't spoil it for you. You guess as I give you hints about this song and who it might be. And this one is coming from an album that spent 540 weeks on the Billboard charts. Now, let's see, 540 divided by 52, carry the 7, why is there a walnut in there? That's approximately 10 years, over 10 years on the Billboard charts. This song is completely out of left field for this singer, so much so that his record label at the time, Columbia, weren't too keen on making it a reality. Their doubts, though, were vanquished not too long after release, as it peaked at number 1 in Billboard's Top Country Albums and number 30 in the Billboard 200. Meanwhile, in Canada, it reached number 1 on the Canadian RPM Country Albums. In 1988, the album, featuring 10 different pop and jazz standards, was certified 100% quintuple platinum. That is to say, you wouldn't get that much silver from rubbing two dimes together. Only 6 years ago, in 2015, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. So without further ado, here is September Song by the one and only cowboy of American folk and country, Willie Nelson, on 101.5 The Hawk.
With you. these precious days I'll spend with you.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Blue Rondo a la Turk, a standard and a staple of not only Brubeck's, but the entire jazz scene, the collective, you could say. And you know what? Speaking of a group, a collective, as I mentioned, this past weekend, I got the chance to see one in person. That is the Justin Backus Collective, which was performing Saturday night at the Rex Hotel Jazz and Blues Bar in Toronto. And I got the chance to see Justin Backus himself and his collective featuring not only some fantastic, entertaining, and enthusiastic vocals by Justin himself, but some wonderful guitar work especially. So there we have it. They played, there was a couple of original songs in there. Justin has released an album in 2014, and he had one there as well he was selling. But I know in 2014 he released Time of Your Life, which featured a lot of original music. And I remember Play, which is the first track, was featured on CBC Radio 1's Here and Now, and it received a lot of good reviews and things were said about it. And Justin, in general, is a very talented guy. You know, he really does have that. He's a performer almost before he's a singer. He's got a great vocal talent, but there's just so much enthusiasm. There's so much energy that when he's on there and he's singing, he's belting his heart out, you can't help but not only listen, but watch. Your eyes get focused on the stage. It just like when there's a great solo, you can tell the artist is really jamming. That's what he's always doing. He's totally grooving. He's totally in the mood with his music, and that really shows. And I'm sure that also shows in his career as a public speaker and motivational speaker. He does a lot of work with schools in Toronto, as well as some other events around the country and the province, of course. And yeah, that shows through in his wonderful way of working a room. He really does that. So I thought, rather than just play some songs by Justin Backus or featuring him, I thought, why not... I found this interview with Ali Mang he did back a couple years ago in 2017, and I figured, why not play some of this interview? He's talking about his inspiration for life and... more specifically, where he wants his journey to take him on 101.5 The Hawk.
Wow. What do I want to be said about my journey? I wanted to be said that I was open to the outcome. He was very open to the outcome. As much as he or we all want to control the outcome, I think there comes a point where we all really have to accept the fact that we have no idea how things are going to turn out. So that's what I hope. That's what I'm trying to live right now. I want to be open to the outcome, whatever it is. That said, there's going to be some things within life that I have to do to ensure that the outcome is okay to the best of my ability. But even still, there are people who do everything right, and sometimes things go terribly wrong. So with that knowledge, I think it would be, again, restrictive. I'm using restrictive a lot, but I think it would be super restrictive to think that I can call the shots as to my own outcome, ultimately. Because I don't know. So I just want, at the end of the day, I want it to be said that, you know what, he rode the wave, he enjoyed the journey, and he was open to the outcomes. The outcomes.
One of the things that I end up talking to a lot of musicians about is the silence. And I've been very, very much in love with silence over the last few years. Where, like, after a show, and not for any other reason, but like after a show, driving home, instead of having the music on, it's just silent. So what this does for me is this is like the next level of silence. This has nature. You hear the water kind of bubbling at the shore. And it just takes you to a place of relaxation. And believe it or not, this is where I try to get before I get on to a stage. Or any performance, it could be anywhere. Just kind of bring yourself into that focus and prepare yourself for what you're about to do. So this, I can take a nap. It's so nice over here.
Show me some hope when I'm hopeless. Fill me with love when I'm loveless, or maybe hurt me in another perfect life. I'm just an ordinary fool for falling deeply into you. Thank you. an ordinary fool for falling full time over you. Over you, yeah. Shout to me, can't you see? I'm in love, love, love. Hold me close one more time. I won't be coming back for more. I'm leaving this town heartbroken. Wander with words unspoken. And now my life is just an empty glass. I'm just an ordinary fool for caring every thought of you, every thought of you.
The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So glad you're with us here. Well, with me, I guess it's just me here. I won't lie, it's very lonely, but I have you to keep you company. And all these wonderful musicians, my goodness! That was Charlie Parker with Blues for Alice, a standard song, a hit, a wonderful piece of jazz music. And before that, we had just as great, just as fabulous, Ordinary Fool by Justin Backus, who I talked about, and he talked about himself a little bit there and how he gets his work. We played an interview, and that was because we saw him live at the Rex Hotel in Toronto, the Jazz and Blues Bar there, and that was Ordinary Fool with Duff Music featuring Duff Music on guitar, Justin Backus, of course, Alexander Ponovich, upright bass, drums were by Alex Sekulovsky, and piano by Sam Heineman. And that's just from the album Sidewalk Sequel that just came out this year, in 2021, the past couple months. So that's fun. That was really nice. Some music there. And now I bring you, we've been looking forward to it, I know. It's, I think, one of my favorite parts of the show, if second only to the beginning half and the later half. But this is the comedy portion of the show. Please, please, hold the applause. I know. It's really wonderful. It's going to be so much fun because today we have Ron Bebenek, who has performed at Just for Laughs. He's worked with Sirius Satellite Radio and the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, as well as on MTV and CBC. Of course, live performance has really only started to come back together now, but I know at the beginning of last year, he was hosting the Icebreakers Comedy Festival, as well as a lot of events. He was a busy, busy guy in 2019, so I'm sure he'll be just as busy. I mean, we have him on the show here now. That's got to be something. This is really the epitaph of Canadian entertainment business right now. This 1 hour, you know how fortunate I am to be here, and you are to be listening? This is really... It doesn't get better. Take that as you will. Sometimes that's why I cry. So without further ado, here is Rob Bebenek on 101.5 The Hawk talking about why Canadians might not actually be the nice ones.
Look at all you lovely, sweet-looking Canadian people. You guys are all so sweet, right? Because you're Canadian, right? You're nice. Sooner or later, we gotta just own up to the fact that we are not the nice ones in our relationship with our neighbors to the south, right? Everyone thinks around the world, oh, Canadians are so nice, Americans are awful. That's not the way it is. You ever ask an American what they think of a Canadian? They're just like, oh, they're so great. They're just great little people up there with their cute hats. They're awesome. I love them so much. You ever ask a Canadian what they think of an American? What about you guys? You got anything nice to say? Oh, sure, when there's one around, yeah. Yeah. We're not stupid. We know there's a good chance they're armed. You make something up, right? You're just like, oh, yeah, they're pretty good at, like, the Olympics and, like, weapons and stuff. Get us alone, though, and it's open season, right? I don't know. I hate crossing the border, though. I really hate it. I hate, even when I have proper paperwork and I'm doing something totally legal, I hate it, right? Has anybody crossed the border recently? Was it fun? No, of course not. Right? Because you start pulling up to that little booth and you start feeling bad about things you've never thought about doing in your life. Right? You're just driving up to that thing. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have killed all those bald eagles. That's going to catch up with me here. And you get there and they ask you simple questions, but your brain shuts off. Right? They'll just look at you and be like, you got anything in the trunk? And you just panic. You're like, well, 30 seconds ago I said nothing, but now there's a good chance it's full of dead kids stuffed with guns and heroin. Can't do this today. Peace. You can't do that either, right? You can't quit when you get to the front of the line, right? Where are you headed? Back to Canada, but I can't do this today. They'll chase you down the highway. It's not the same the other way around, right? Like coming in the Canadian side's hilarious, right? It's just that you come up to that little red booth and the guy pops his head out the window. He's like, hey, bud. How's it going, man? Oh, not too bad. Just watching the border, you know. Where are you headed? Winnipeg. Oh, no way. Say hey to Gary for me. You got anything in your car? I don't care. In you go. American side's a little different, isn't it? Right? You want to know why? Because they told those guys somewhere along the lines, they're like, hey, listen, you're the last line of defense. And they're all morons, so they're all like, I'm the last line of defense. I gotta protect my country. I'm the last line of defense. You're not the last line of defense. You're not protecting your country. You're just delaying Canadians' trips to Target. That's all you're doing. and it's just, like, I got a nice border cop once, and I was immediately terrified, okay? I had no idea how to handle it, because I was like, they're not nice, this is a trick. And I was right, all right? I was right, because I got detained for 3.5 hours because I borrowed my friend's car, and he just didn't know how to handle that. Like, he just didn't understand the concept of borrowing. He just looked at me, he's like, well, where's your friend now? Like, he's at work in Toronto. And he just gave you his car? Like, well, I gotta give it back. And he just sat there with a stupid look on his face. And at that moment in time, I realized border cops don't have friends. You wouldn't hang out with somebody who's that big of a dick. You wouldn't go to Ed's house if you showed up there and he's like, what are you doing here? Like, you invited me over to watch the game. You got anything on you? Yeah, snacks. Get out of the doorway. Yeah.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. That was Charles Mingus with The Girl of My Dreams. Oh, really wonderful. I told you, if you're not kissing during the show, then what are you doing? Go kiss the girl of your dreams, or whoever they might be. It's been a pleasure once again to let me come into your lives for another hour of the week and just spend this time with you. It really does mean a lot, so thank you. Remember to reach out to social media, Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook and Johnny.Athens on Instagram. Let me know, when are you eating dinner in relation to the show? And tomorrow, don't forget, is November 11th, Remembrance Day, so be sure to pay your respects, as I'm sure you will, as we all will here on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, and goodbye.